Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
How times have changed. Ped has just told me we have official confirmation of Schneidlin because he started following Everton on his Twitter account. That is the official stage within this modern day and age in which we know a player is firmly linked to his new club. Morgan Schneidlin is officially following the Blues and their Twitter. Have you got a time for this, Ped?
Sometime.
Can you narrow it down?
I'm going to be like CSI here, aren't I? Sometime in the early morning, he started following Everton. Probably after Mourinho had made his announcement regarding him leaving.
Did you let out a little whoop at that point in time?
I was just glad it was done, to be honest.
To be fair, I think that is a top signing. I think he's a brilliant player. He's been forgotten about while he's been at Manchester United, who, when he was at Southampton, everyone who likes English football was talking about this guy as some sort of, huge future in the game. Now he's back, and hopefully he can demonstrate all that with Everton.
Yeah, I think people forget that when he was at Southampton, there was a massive clamour for him. You know, Man United were after him. Arsenal were big admirers, and it's a strange one actually because I keep on feeling like Arsenal might come in for him because I still think he's actually the player they miss. So it is a very, very big sign, and it just should have been took a little bit sooner.
It should have been quicker.
It should have been on them. And to be fair, you know, I know there's this whole sort of, you know, keyboard warrior generation of people, and you've got the flip side, or why are people moaning? It's 10 days into the transfer and we've already spent 30 million. The manager set this off on Saturday when he said, you know, look what I've got, look what I want. It hasn't been done yet and we need to get it sorted. So
Mark Quayle said before, he said, it was great to finally see an Everton manager almost throw his toys out of the pram and say, this isn't good enough, get it sorted.
Steve, I sat here last week and we talked before the general meeting and, you know, I said that the club needs to be run a lot more professionally for me. There's people at the club that shouldn't be at the club that have been doing these things for the last, some of them for 20 years, some of them for 10 years. And I think we need to get out of that way of doing things. We need to embrace what we are and where we're going now. Obviously, Mr. Mashiri has to lead that because he has to put the groundwork in and say, listen, this is how we're going to do things. He brought a manager in to change the idea of what Everton were and where Everton are going. And I think for your manager to come out and question the board after the defeat, the chosen things are not exactly running smoothly. So they need to start running things smoothly. And then the manager hopefully will start doing his bit. Because I don't think you can fully judge the manager till he's got the players in he wants. You know, four, five, six of them. So the team feels a lot like his team. And when that happens, then you can judge him a little bit more. But it's okay being, you know, sitting in general meetings and saying we're going to do this and we're going to do that. If within 2 or 3 days you can't bring in your number one signing because you're haggling over, a couple of million pounds maybe. That's what we're led to believe. So I'm glad it's done now and I just hope that now that the number one's in, we can go out and get the rest. Because, let's be honest, this should be the first of four or five, really. That mightn't happen, but it should be, because that's what Everton need.
Well, Everton will probably end up being the biggest sort of spenders in terms of numbers in this window. You just talked then about laying the blame with the board. And actually had John Blaine in yesterday, who's the head of the Shareholders Association. He was talking about the fact that there was quite a decent sort of harmony and accord between Ronald Koeman and Steve Walsh at the general meeting.
Definitely, yeah.
So, you know, those people out there are talking about maybe any sort of, I don't know.
Mischief-making, Steve, that's what it is. It's been mischief-making this week.
And it doesn't exist.
No, people know we've been doing it. And it's mischief-making. No point in those quotes last week did it even suggest that Ronald Koeman and Steve Walsh had there was an issue from. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of the day to day workings of Everton Football Club and Finch Farm, but it does seem like to me Ronald Koeman and Steve Walsh get their heads together. They'll look for players. Steve Walsh then will go into the more finer detail of scouting, you know, the likes of Luckman and people like that, and maybe Garner. You know, I'm sure Ronald Koeman has a list of players that he wants in names, and then I'm sure he has a list of players he wants in positions and send Steve Walsh to get him. But I don't think, you know, Steve Walsh is going to sit down and do the negotiations for that fella as well. That's up to the board to do. And if you're haggling over a couple of million, that's not I don't think that's going to be Steve Walsh's job. Surely Steve Walsh's job isn't to, you know, go through contracts. His job is to scout people and find them and bring them in and be on the same page as the manager. And I've got no reason to believe that's not happening.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.